and evacuation has included in the SUVs to Fulton Four. All this is a culmination of the period of over 11 years. One aspect which we wanted to raise, Captain Ray, throughout the process, the whole issue of consultation, the federal consultation. One fundamental factor which has been considered in the existence of the bill prior to introduction is the lack of adequate consultation, or rather, pre-consultation such as the exclusion of the majority of people who will not be affected by the bill. This point has been rehearsed. We have been reminded time and over again that consultations have not been adequate. And we have never said they were adequate. We have agreed that consultations, they have been better, and they have not been better. We have agreed that consultations with the rural women, the poor, and the future presently, and they have not been able to spend that they should have been. They could make them advice arise whether the consultations can be remedied by other means, or must we be carried out the bill out because there was no consultation. Looking at this, Parliament has got exclusive responsibility for making law. If Parliament is concept, how do you? So if the consultation has not been acted by the minister, that does not stop Parliament from reconsulting and drafting the law. The minister's role in terms of constitution is to initiate legislation, to draft legislation. Parliament has got the sole mandate to legislate. So Parliament may say what is the decision, may we believe that through this consultation in the parliamentary space, which have ensued since 2008, when public hearing, when the bill was introduced, we have been able to identify areas of the substance of the bill which may require reformulation, which may necessitate repackaging, which may warrant strengthening, and which may justify a different dimensional income. It's part of what's doing. When you write that law, when you engage everything when they talk, you and I found again coming to the bill, we have listened to radio, we have listened to TV, we have listened to people who have attended workshops in 2020, and we've come to realize through the truth that certain aspects of the bill may actually look different. And taking the bill does not mean changing customary laws. Changing the bill does not mean changing the law. It means changing the framework, the mechanism of implementing customary law at the end of the day. The bill initiated by the department, one, does not mean create a shackle or other pronouns on the appropriate network constraint or otherwise of the customs and the customary law. It creates a framework through which a drug that it can be spent. And that can be developed. The constitution is the customary law must be developed by the court and the structure. It doesn't look at the minister alone, not individual. In terms of constitution, it's mandated to change customary law. The court, the structure, tribunal, and owner, when they interpret customary law, they must take into account the values that underlie the democratic constitution. The minister is structure. All the factors create a framework for the structure to operate. Everyone in the process will be calculated what is the other framework that can be functioned. And therefore, if by clear market was a calculated opportunity for all the passengers to become, take effort in terms of changing the law. Now, the village, over the period of 12 years, we have had many people, men, which are admirable, and which have been very successful, which have been very helpful in helping in the current process. One, we have understood that the bill does not go far enough for the community. And that the bill must, this law must be extended so that women's participation and equality becomes enhanced. Equality is the name of the constitution. Who can go out of the constitution? A professional country. The bill must make sure that it affirms that this bill moves forward. Yes, the bills may have constitution more power to such as that, which may have been tested to be giving them more power than they had under passing. As the bill is not differentiating on the name of the court, compared between Amakwinkuta or Bakuta and court of law or Manti, those are records. And the bill is not over in a brief mission. They were the issue. quote, let them be a student take an application, open about the language by the Mapato and that's the perception that may be unconditional. Those are submissions made. Four, at the nature of the meeting, that we have to have a distinction between the particular cause and the cause of it. Now, having had all those that the aspect of opting out that the bill does not allow people to move out one system to another. And opting out to the Constitution. What do you mean? Section 4 says everyone has the right to go to court, to a tribunal, to a forum. It's a Constitution. In the case of opening to me, who more you have to collect the money, who then who more, 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 through which a court system can operate. And first and when there is a macro, that structure, that framework, can be arranged in two persons in a manner that is not inconsistent with the Constitution. There's no way the Constitution can be the Constitution. That law will be unconstitutional. And that is the responsible for constitutional government. Cannot be the first to pass president law against the Constitution. Now, having said that, I'm going to help you point position. That's one challenge to look at. As I want to, as I said before, parallel the case, parallel the seat with the people, not to the legislature. You may be supposed to fight with parliament. The parallel is the new legislature. Let's have a one of the value of our people here. The constitution is a lady. Go Kala, we suggest that the central court, as we have been noted, should be distinguished from court of law. For the same distinction. Chapter in the Constitution, if you are home and no judge, and therefore must say they have to be stated in chapter 12, if you are in the Constitution, even the Constitution is the same distinction. So the bill must occur the distinction. Two, therefore we say, each distinction, the matter of law, or the good, must be posted from the name of what we call the cause for the case and both the sample description and the type of cases they deal with. The following proposal is made to Parliament in terms of distinguishing the character. One, we suggest that the national court, as they have existed, they should be enfolded or integrated into the national council for purposes of dispute resolution. Since we have a concept, a bear will come outside the seven, where we've got experience, where we've got message, we can take over as part of this one. Two, we say, moreover, a matter of that concept, there is established for all other purposes. They deal with issues of land, they deal with issues of communal development, whatever. When they deal with dispute resolution, there must be special measures that must attack the council, which may include one, allowing any other member of the local community to attend and participate. That's the nature of the law. I'm a pastor, it's good. That different from the other because everybody can also go, everybody participate, and everybody can help you. So if the law can be structured in the way that promotes good services, it will enhance the system. Three, we suggest that if private funds will raise after that concept, and then 63.2% government participation. So if our concept has a mandate, will raise then a part of the concept. And if the law is allowed to Navajo or Abakam, the number of women will generally exceed the limited quota. That's why they because women structures which are created there, which are already functioning, which are there, don't have to be changed structures. Every time that happens today on Wednesday, every time that happens on Saturday, and things over there for seven days. And this is how the parliament is in that. It may come with quota. It may satisfy the central council to change. Is a manner that will advance and enhance women's participation. Four, we have said it must allow a member of the community to participate. Five, it must provide for the special council which seeks a special court to get any matter that arises within that community. And those jurisdictions must be set up in law so that the consent does not overstep or overhead with matters that get their own money, no charge whatsoever. It is very law. As part of that current resolution with the middle court can deal with this matter. They can look at the aspects of the proceedings. So we can say that they must also emerge with this aspect. See, the following penalty will arise through the integration. One, there will be sufficient human suspicion in the court, because that is part of the obvious democratic factor. All special counsel, both about all our stakeholders who look at me, that is with them. It's democratic kind. So it will promote equal participation. Two, we say it will eliminate for differentiation of cultural factors. Because we don't want to have different factors and then we have to do different aspects. This would have success one to take establish three departments of cultural affairs of and then structure is used by a lender bank for both different. It's used by cultural affairs to promote this of development. Why must that be another structure to promote this of solution? We must synchronize and use factors which are there, which have found to do with it, which have been tested over some time, and which do our participate in them. Four, it will be consistent to implement state programs for members of the cultural It is suggested that the people of the determination of such a self-centered contract be intended to be. If our counsel is here with that article of 7, they will basically address many of the concerns which have been raised over the movement. Yes, we have here of centralization of power over individuals. This criminal will take it that way. Into any of the people have been concerned raised about the perpetuation of the ordinance which was established through the partners to them which are demarcated along racial and ethnicity. And we take to heart the first letter of if the mood of Yama or the India, we shall have in a black, sandwich personal community, and there are issues that can be resolved by the social leader. Nothing should stop any person who is affiliated to the social concept to go and get it. Remember, you go there by choice. That choice comes from the constitution. The law comes from the day. The bill cannot have a choice. It is there. So we say the order should be reworked in a way that the rest of that committee, that council, is not limited by our capitalist school here. All the such a problem, for instance, and you can tell me in every community where some affiliation or family ties with such a group to approach a very council seeking for a record for a thing. Money. Uma Ubuti, Sigarama Bound, even me, taking me there. I'm connected by the national community of my worship is here. I should be able to go there and let myself resolve, because I have few heads of people at home that move there. I will not take those measures to be there if there is some form of corruption. I should not be limited because I'm the same. But the fact that I can am affiliated or I'm connected, or I associated, either by business, either by marriage, either by business, either by belief, either by class, it should allow me to go there. And those are the things the constitution allows at the end of the day. After talking about position, once the court has been in the manner suggested, the court, there will not be any need, because those courts are not dealing with legal matters. Also, the associated attorneys have studied law and the past procedures that apply to mine, not judging. They have not studied procedures that apply to national policies. They are not required then. They must put up the steps, steps, and counts and go to the court where they are required, where they fight to work. You can't go to school, study medicine, who go with the MCC base, who have your performance and life, in You are not saying anything else. You are dependent on God for the only thing. So I opt you out. We have said, one of the, we have said repeatedly that these dreams are not fit to change what people might be having in the constitution. They will not do that. But what we may not have to do, you cannot write in law. You cannot write in law that you have the right not to do this court. There was a person once, they think the thing of the court said, you are the one who must be. You got choice. If you want to get to a thing, if you get to a thing, if you want to get to a thing, if you want to come to a thing, but God writes out there that people have got a right. Even the matter of God, don't have a right, don't have the court, because there's an opt out right away. But God writes that you can opt out of the court. All the day we say this court of my decision. And people can accept the court in the right they have, I have a question. But what we're saying is that one has said that private right and the court has issued a notice, the counsel has issued a notice that I must appear for the counsel. I must appear. If I can't appear, I must give the counsel reasons why I'm not appearing. If I'm not going to believe in the system, so be it. But I must give the counsel because the court there can help the person today. I must ask you a lot of difference. When you go there, the one help. The court will never change your way, but help you with other people. They will listen to you and help you. And the help comes by the way. They can help you through counseling. They can help you through support. They can help you get the guy dressed. They can take you to the hospital. They can call other colleges to receive from three persons. They did it to your consent. Even if the other person is there. And that's the only institution center from the owner. Good other court, if the other person is not there, they make nothing like the one person. In the other court, if you are not there, they have one there. They don't say, now the other person can't help because the husband is not here. They listen to all the very well, and you can't be aware of that case. It's underpinning our society of this system. It's one way for people to live in the system. We also suggest we move away from restrictive action. Because restrictive punishing is associated with magistrates and judges. We want to use a social method to pass on authority power. In Nigeria, in Rome, in Zaka, in Zaka, and we give an example of health, that's another one to consider. Obviously, the issue of compensation. The issue of grandfather of life is a very specific feature of the system. The issue of authority, the issue of an order not to continue that they have called death, the issue of reprimand, the order to keep peace, who can go on that, who can go back, who can go back, is part of the system. We work and we say we must maintain the veil of the system so that COVID can be healed. And the matter for the wrong party. If ever you get chance for you get paid, there was no role to be only, therefore their role to restitute those who have come there for a place. And we say that you must maintain what is best for everything. That's what we say. We have said that the bill must consider different tiers of the financial system. And in that point, we say, what happened at the family and what happened at the headman or headman level and what happened in the Sanida is not remediated. Here's what we said, which is among Kabbalah and Mumbakai, how my uncle is the measure. It happens every day. Families are being called to drop disputes between parties. They're not going to know. But we don't say, who said the past might call for the death. We don't mind who, they don't know what school, but they're about to write the who might say, by terrorizing today, who do not do bad people? Who do not office, who is that? We say that the first is where an appeal appeal the second council because you are in a bit of community. The second council is in a community local area. Obviously, we must choose between acting and taking the complaint to the next level. It was like that. And we believe that it's important to have an environment that will make sure that this thing is supported by the person. If we have an environment, nobody will do this for the social industry. In fact, we will establish the right to the council, the teachers' court will pay money from our taxpayers for them to support them, but people will not overlook it. So we think there should be a provision that provides a failure to comply with the orders from the Qatar Council to the court should be a victorious issue. It may be taken to court. The court may dismiss to your assistance for non-compliance at late time, whether it was justified and they take to the action. The one who can be used to is not a special matter, but that's all who is in the other court. We see, and we know that some of them have not been very accountable to some form of this initiative. We feel that to ensure accountability and to ensure responsiveness is important for the relevant also of it. Because everybody thinks the president already, before I just read it, whom I come with that, could I uphold the constitution? Every time, before they go to office, they can hope that we will uphold the constitution. And presidential leaders as public office bearers, they should give assurance to the people that they will adhere to the constitution. And they can do that through the vote of office. We also acknowledge that there is a need for training, but training program that must go to the presidency, that must go to the council, if this presidential matter. We also understand that the need for clarification and also ensure that this is happening properly across all the provinces. Or obviously understanding the diverse and the diversity of the different cultures and customs at the end of the day. And those diverse structures and the system of regulation that may adhere to different areas. Having said all this, we therefore see that Parliament may want even to look whether the bill can be cannot be crafted separately along the line which says resolution of certain disputes by Qatar Council in or Act of 21st. Because the Act deals agreement with those structures and everything. In conclusion, it is our humble submission that this submission will not only approach the lively and open debate. In our past, we see that as the time is traditional, that is very interesting. But we contribute towards the decision that is what we see in the reconstruction of such a cause, trying to raise with the name of the Christian Democrats. Section 11 and 20 of the Black Arts Act, which are currently operating now, which are the elements of the apartment legislation of 1997, do not belong to today's era. Nothing can be worse. The French Union is the position that was for the 97 community. And therefore, we say to Parliament and to all who are here, as is of heaven, taking the big debt in world class and keeping the big debt in action is not to the benefit of us. It has not benefited women and children, those who continue to some of the prejudice of the world. We say, let's go watch the appropriate American that can have clean the system, that can have developed customarism. When we talk about Ukufana, when we talk about Ukufana, all those are not what we want to say. All those are practices of customarism, that is not the case. The bill provides a record for us to develop those practices to bring them in line with the Constitution. Therefore, this concludes our submission. I will take it time, but we take the opportunity to parliamentarians, giving the minister and the department the opportunity to make the appeal for the day. And this will submit with the way this approval may assist parliament into the solution. And we have volumes and volumes and volumes of documents, articles, and submissions that statement of 2008, which you can make as well to Parliament if they want to make reference in the whole substance of the and which Parliament order accept.
Thank you very much, David. There is nothing that I have said here that the public will not be allowed to engage in the presentation. We are only going to allow the members of the committee to seek questions of clarity and not get their opinions as to how we feel about the presentation for this. That time will come where we will hear our Honorable Bloom, before you hand up.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think that this input from the department, I will propose less notice and let go to the public, because this is public hearing. They have made their submission, the public must engage, including this submission. That is my proposal. We don't have questions to them and whatever. We say thank you to them for the new submission. Thank you very much.
You're moving away from your original thinking as the department was initiated.
Joseph also comes in at the time when you are saying, are you changing the head of the being itself? Because those are the differences that we are not getting from yourself. You can never say on those ones. That will happen. So this is not what you gave us as the original veil, as you introduced to come in.
I'm completely covered by all of those questions of the seemingly lacking associated from the ordinary view to his presentation. I'm not sure whether I should call this presentation a new big amendment or whatever, but the reduction which is trying to be. If I think was quite what happened and begin to express you, maybe one would have to, as honorable says, begin to notice so that we have time for the different dimensions. There are lots of the music that are coming out of this situation, time, whatever, so that we are able to be taken in confidence what does this mean. And that the parliament was just so right and fine. But it should be clear to the public that the bill is indicated by the bill. And it comes to public consideration. So that whatever comes, it should be adapted in that context. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The presentation is clear, but my problem is it a new version or the original? Because it seems that it needs to be in color, and that's why everything is that people are just listening. They will have to understand, and I don't think there will be a big question to that, but the question is it a new version of this view? Thank you. Gunda?
Yes, Chair. I think I'm covered by, especially by Honorable Akila and Honorable Kofi. The presentation is given to us now. We don't have a full presentation here. We don't have the short form that is presented to us. If they can give that short of the last check, and we can compare that one resistance to us now, with this one empathy, perhaps we can further ask the question. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you for the question. When we started, we clearly indicated that of the submission we have had, there are certain aspects of errors of the faith that may require sentence or recognition, not the faith, certain aspects. I'm having the faith and the aspects of the faith that may not find its place in the faith. The special report that deals with this admission of the faith. Section 4 provided a separate form that the minister must present every Tanzania to hear matters and decide again. And we have said that this is a section that in our group may be substituted by the council for me. The rest of the section are that section 4. In terms of the labor relationship, I said short time is not the name. I'm just going to try to say that in describing the short title, we can describe the short title in terms of what this structure seeks to do every. And there are many ways of describing it. One way, when it comes to drafting, one way to make it in structure cost means structure counter sitting and cost. So that's what is an amplification. Of the fact that it is long, short title, how it can be defined by studying the cause in terms of what they do. But the view and the intention is, what the matter behind them is, the issue of relation, the issue of proceeding, the issue of equality, all as well as the way. The only aspect which, and I tell them, for example, the issue of putting out whatever is the way, and there is a video in the way. The question is, all the other aspects of all the process Sankara has spoken that our identity is an elaboration. So we have said that we don't have to make up this clear. We have thought that through the process of well-being and basically in case our input, the special sort of which our input are but the BSD and many, many sources remain intact. It's all those aspects. As I said, that it is just a new place. Areas where we thought could be present, and those areas are already covered in the thing, but they may be present or formulated in a particular way that could be the principle clearly.
Thank you very much, Jane. We note the presentation as submitted, then we will further engage and, if necessary, call the department to clarify issues that the members want to raise with the department. Thank you very much. So, in the interest of time, we will call the National House of Traditional Leaders.
Customary practice like Ukupa,
you can name many or a few. We believe at Mesa House those practices would be appropriately dealt with by separate processes that are not linked in any way to traditional cause or the role of traditional leaders themselves. The department has correctly stated that the law provides that one third of all traditional leadership structures should be composed of women. Therefore, the argument that women are pipelines is not correct. If that law is not being implemented, Parliament is blaming the LGBT to oversee the implementation of law. I will now come over to my colleague and the CEO to proceed with our submission. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Chairperson of the House. I'm going to address the Chairperson of the Select Committee, members of the Select Committee. I will start by greeting the Chairperson of the National House of Traditional Leaders, Kosi Mahugwane, Deputy Chairperson, Kosi Mathebo, members of the Executive present today, Kosi Matangu, Kosi Mahula, Kosi Sotesi, officials from the Provincial Office of Traditional Leaders, leadership from the traditional, the provincial House of Traditional Leaders, officials from government. Good morning. As indicated by the Deputy Chairperson, our inputs are directly linked to the traditional court bill that is in the public domain. And as the National House of Traditional Leaders, we have some inputs to make, which have been forwarded to Parliament for considering and finalizing or considering the traditional court bill. The National House of Traditional Leaders has carefully considered the bill, and here I wish to comment as follows. In terms of section 1, which deals with definitions, the National House is of the view that the following should form part of the definition within section 1. There is a need to define a kinship or kinship concept. The bill should also provide a definition of a principal traditional leader. The bill should also provide a definition for a principal traditional community, a principal traditional council. And then we are also indicating that in terms of the definition, the houses of traditional leaders in the public consist of the National House of Traditional Leaders, Provincial House of Traditional Leaders, and the Local House of Traditional Leaders, as prescribed in the Constitution and also within the Framework Act. Now, with regards to Section 4 of the bill, the House is making the following recommendations or following inputs. The hierarchies of the so that the minister must not only consult with premiers when designating senior traditional leaders as presiding officers of the traditional court, but that consultation should also be extended to provincial houses of traditional leaders. With regard to section number 5, dealing with settlement of certain civil disputes of a customary law nature, the traditional court should be allowed to hear and mediate over divorce issues and matters relating to the custody and custodianship and guardianship of minor children, any matter arising out of customary law and custom relating to any category of property. With regard to section number 9, procedure of traditional court, parties to proceedings before traditional court may be represented by family members, not only one family member. Input on section 10.1, where it provides that in case of a criminal dispute, the traditional court may not impose the banishment of a traditional community. The issue of banishment from traditional community should be promoted as part of the sanctions for the protection of community. I think I need to repeat up what is referred by banishment. Not banishment in the strict definition of the way. It's just separation from the community which has alleged, or the community where a crime or an offense has taken place. Now the benefit of this banishment, as indicated in the deed, is actually to ensure that the perpetrator is protected against members of the community where the act might have taken place, and on the other hand, the community itself is being protected against acts of criminality. This may apply in cases where one is accused of theft, witchcraft, or any other situation which results in the community because they are forced to leave the community. We have provided input with regard to section number 11, which provides that an order made by traditional court has the effect of a civil judgment of the magistrate court having jurisdiction, which is important for the execution, by execution in the magistrate court. Traditional leaders are of the view that they must have their own way of enforcing own decisions. Second, 18 bills with appeal to magistrate court. The appeals from traditional court should not be referred to magistrate court, but should be dealt with by an independent court in the traditional institution system, which may be constituted by him or him and many other identified individual factors. Second, 15, with regard to the hope or affirmation of office, it is recommended that a traditional leader who has been designated as presiding officer of a traditional court must take the prescribed hope or affirmation before the judge president or a judge appointed by him and not before the magistrate. This will be in line with the oath or affirmation of office taken by members of the various houses when reconstituting the houses. Members are subjected to such oath or affirmation of office. Section 16, dealing with incapacity and both incompetence or misconduct of the presiding officer. Following from the provisions of section 15.1 of the deed, the suggestion is made that the independent commission comprising of senior traditional leaders be established for the purpose of attending to complaints of incapacity, gross incompetence, or misconduct of presiding officers. Section 15.4, Roman figure 3, the remedial measure suggested by senior that the presiding officer is subject to any specific remedial measure must be done in consultation with the affected provincial house. section 16.5, upon receipt of the report and recommendation, the minister in the National House of Traditional Dinners must consider the matter in consultation with the premier and the provincial house concerned, decide on how the matter must be dealt with. In this instance, we are just saying, where a recommendation or report is provided to the minister will consider that in consultation with, at the national level, in consultation with the National House of Traditional Leaders, and at a provincial level, the premier will do so in consultation with the provincial House of Traditional Leaders. Section 17 provides that the minister may, within the resources available, the magistrate court in which jurisdiction the traditional court sits, assign one or more officers to assist the traditional court in performing its function. We are recommending that there should be no second man official by the minister to traditional court, but that the current official in traditional court should be trained to perform the duties of duty. With regard to section 21, which deals with regulations, section 21 indicates that the minister must make regulations consult with the houses of traditional leaders. Now, this is what we are recommending. Section 21 further states that the affidavit or affirmed statement on which a complaint must be lodged with the minister against the presiding officer, specifying the nature of the complaint against the presiding officer and the effect upon which the complaint is based must be done in consultation again with the houses of traditional leaders. The payment of fines received by traditional courts should be paid into the relevant provincial revenue fund. Instead, it should be paid into the trust account of the traditional houses. In the interest of protecting and promoting the culture, traditions and customs of our people, we trust that you will consider our comments favorably as you consider the bill before you. I'll now hand over to Inkosi Mahlangu to move forward in terms of our input as the National House of Traditional Leaders on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to take the opportunity to greet the committee. I'm a co-founder and member of different partners that are working on. One would go into making our concluding remarks. Firstly, as the National House, we made a few observations that inputs from different partners are especially those that are critiquing the bill, and not necessarily critiquing the bill, but the criticism is mainly on the institutions in general. So we are therefore, as the House, making an appeal, also calling on the structures that probably we need to have more engagement. I think we should not be meeting in Parliament only when there are bills that are discussed that have to do with the institution of traditional leaders. So we need to be talking more with different factors and finding ways what we believe that the institution is currently evolving. And as it evolves, I am sure that through engagement, it could evolve to be what we want it to be. Because we believe that as the institution being custodians of culture, those cultures that we are custodians of are not cultures of different races either, but they are cultures of communities, and of which we are well aware that cultures are dynamic, and in their dynamic form, they would need an engagement if we want to change them to be what they are. And also want to say that the institution is not a creation of apartheid, because I think we've been made to believe that we are a creation of apartheid. We are not a creation of apartheid. We suffered as much under apartheid, just like any other person. They may have been other traditional leaders that may have been used, but just like any other structures, we've had those people that were used before. And lastly, we also want to make a comment on the boundaries. That boundaries that we find ourselves in, been created by Arabic, and both of our land has been taken, and where now we find ourselves in parts that were previously homeless. As a view, we that this bill should apply beyond the boundaries that have been set, as our land, the federal and us, stem over those boundaries that have been set by the previous regime. In that, we want to make the final call that we would want to engage more with different partners so that we can find a better solution to the problems that, that we are having today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members can engage with the presentation. If there is any engagement. Well, we do.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, thank you very much for the presentation. I have one question. And I don't know if we can get an explanation. What is also traditional leader think about this criticism against people are saying that this power has been given to traditional leaders against women. Women have been discriminated against over the past century. Now, if this bill goes into law, in this form, it can be more dangerous than ever before. Now, what are you saying? That's only one question. It's a classic question. Chapter 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Nothing is further than from the truth and death. Well, I cannot say before Parliament that all traditional leaders are angels. I cannot say that. We have within our ranks traditional leaders who do not apply the law as it is. But to say that women are as a men or are ill treated by traditional leaders is not correct. As I said, the law provides that a certain quota of all traditional leadership institutions should be women. We are making progress with regard to that. Of course, we are not there yet, but I deny that should the bill pass, women would be in danger. That is not correct.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I would like to ask the spokesperson of the traditional houses and leaders, if the initiation of the bill, or during the initiation of the bill, if other organizations who claim that they strongly want to represent the women who are affected by the same, if they were consulted initially at the initial stage, would we have had the same position on the table? Because now my information is that only the traditional leaders were consulted for the initiation of them before what it was used to Parliament. And that I think is one of the reasons why the NAF have thrown the ball back. And that's why it was introduced. So I'm just concerned about if we started wrong, we are continuing wrong. That's my point. Nothing in the beginning starts in the right way for the initiation of the law. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Chair. I want to check with the National Traditional Board of Public Traditional Courts whether they presently we do have women counselors in our traditional. In our traditional
or if we don't do envisage to have, let's say, son in the senior future. Thank you.
You can respond.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I would start with a question from Honorable Manzini. We do have women counselors in our traditional councils. There's quite a lot of provinces that already transformed. In Mpumalanga, transformation has taken place. The Eastern Cape has taken place in Limpopo as well. So there are women councillors. And even in those areas where transformation has not taken place, there are women that are part of the institution of tribunal leaders as councillors sitting in those. And going back to the second question that was asked by Mr. Joseph is I think we, as an institution, most of the groups that we are sitting with today, mostly the same groups that would normally come across whenever they appeal around the institution of treatment leaders. And I think it is good that they are given an opportunity to make their input now. I'm just not sure if it would have made any difference if in the initiation of the bill there was a consultation. But I think Parliament has gone through consultation process where all the groups have been given the opportunity to make an input. I would therefore not agree that we are continuing to do something that is wrong with this process. Well, the process was reopened. Everybody has been given the opportunity to make their input, of which our work.
Let me also add to you that the result was that in composing the traditional council, one third of its members should be women. And our traditional councils are transformed in that sense. And also to appeal to Parliament when making public hearings to reach out to our rural women in our rural area, like it was the case in Venda, where women spoke in support of the deal, those who are directly affected by the traditional cause. They spoke in support of the deal. They support traditional constitution because they understand. Thank you.
Any further questions?
A short one again. The contradiction between the existing court system and when the thing comes in, how will they handle the thing? You see, there is maintenance, women and maintenance. There is other things. How are they going to, what is their view on the work? Thank you.
Mwagunda?
Yes, sorry, but I just was going to say, what is the real difference between this traditional court bill and the existing one that you're using? What is the real difference in that? Have you as the National Traditional House, has you taken into consideration all the traditional communities of the languages? Thank you.
Raja, we have said traditional courts continue to operate, although differently. The court will intend to streamline its operations. The only difference that will be effected, mainly around training, record keeping, and general support by government. most of its operations will remain. Heaven, in our view, seeks to complement what is said customers and make it strong. In other words, is to give support to the system and eliminate other tendencies that may act as a drawback to other sections of the society.
And also the difference that the building to achieve uniformity across the land. This code will be administered differently through various bandits and legislation and from the format it is said. So streamlining the bill into across the country is one single deal for the entire country. It is seeking to achieve what we call unity in diversity. And members can understand that the traditional leadership, the traditional leadership is not a patriarchal institution. We've had women traditional leaders before, and they are still in it today. Also, it's also matriarchal. Traditionally, women are not affected. Our custom is to protect women. I mean,
just to follow up with the member, the minister said, the national business officer said, I think it's the sixth time that the National House of Traditional Leaders have come into Parliament, where I am with them in a committee meeting. And the gentleman here, Jorge, the chief here, mentioned me and just said, there is no problem in women making the women traditional leaders. But not one or the woman traditional leader with them when they came to Parliament. Not one.
Can we raise issues that relate to the bill? Can we raise issues that relate to the bill? Don't have to respond to that, Honorable Gunda. Honorable Bloom.
Short question, Chair. For clarity, what will happen to a person that is summoned to appear before the traditional court and that person refused to go, and that person prefer rather to go to the court, magistrate court? What is going to happen to that person?
The
think it must be understood that this issue of traditional court is not the first time coming to the public debate. And public debate in this country does not discriminate. Everyone participates. I'm mentioning this because I think many in this house that I see were part of the process that was actually negotiating the final constitution of the Republic. And when that deal was going to certify by the Constitutional Court, traditional leaders, civic organizations, all of them went there and made certain submissions to the Constitutional Court. One of the issues was, where in the Constitution is traditional court? The judge places is under ADA. And we were concerned that this thing of ADA is going to create this problem. But what I'm trying to make is that far back, it was clearly understood that the court will be there. Secondly, I don't blame many people. You know, here that the yoke of oppression is blurring our fundamental understanding of the distinction between civic court and traditional court. They are totally different. Not the same thing. The magistrate sitting in civic court, weaponized in terms of the Roman Church, no legal system. But it's well developed. Many of the ancestors, of your ancestors, you were privileged. You are happy about that. But we, who were oppressed, our system was suppressed. Hence, in the Black Administration Act of 1927, a certain other thing was said, in fact, subject to that thing. The government there, after liberation, said, all laws customary law, common law, but they must all meet the norm of being conforming to the Bill of Rights. It will not. So, in terms of the system, court system at the traditional court is not adversary. You win, you lose. It is based on the principle of court, equalization of the fight. That is fundamental. Different. That is why there is this issue of or perception that the system oppresses women is wrong. I'm keen to hear our women come here to clearly state on what basis would a president of every city would oppress women. As I speak, women are presiding. Not since 1994. Long time. We can write a lot of Queen Judges, I think you know. Would he preside over anything that will oppress as a woman? No. In fact, women can never agree to that. That is why I want to make that clear. So that is clear. There is no way this election, I think it is being orchestrated by some person, which I think we can see it one day in the future. Two, the question of consulting of the women before. Fortunately, the activists, the movement, and with actively women, they were participating. Not only here, there was also a white paper process on traditional leadership system itself. It was potential like it. But if he also was up here, at the end, he imagined that the system of traditional leadership here. And that issue of the dividend guarantee, which is working perfectly as far as I'm concerned. And the contradiction that is between this view, oh, honorable members, and what is existing. As I see, this bill wants to address the injustice of the past. Insofar as traditional communities are concerned, to put their business on par
with the magistrate. So that they can develop. That's why the Salvation Premier, they said, no, allow us to develop. Why? Because before, Krishna God was not caught off record. And one of them appealed, the merchant to start afresh, and the merchant said, no, nothing. And it's like one round. How the rest of us is where a goat, the call of a goat got lost. Many around us here don't understand the significance of that. But we, from the Krishna community, people can be healed of that. Because we are in the street. But as a person saying, you know, as a speaker, as a speaker, I would easily have healed that people. But as a Krishna leader, one has to do the contrary part. I had to come up with a formula. And they are happy. And we have two unhappy. One, go to my God. That person didn't say. The other one was killed. Who went to be at an all-unhappy court. Because his system was not there. So, I thought that, I mean, just a bit say that, but I think at the end, I had to convey maybe something from the day. So that people understand. Because nobody would offend any good, especially Krishna did a proposal of women. No.
Thank you very much. You can summarize and complete.
In response?
Just a moment. Come up, please.
Strengthen the powers on the institution.
It is now people have to give people are not doing it, people have to do. But people would have to give reasons why they do not want to appear before this court. And once those reasons are given, I think we'll take it on the basis of the reasons that would be given, where we request that or emphasize that person must appear, and also give our reasons why we want that person to appear. Because the basis of the existence of the regional court has built the community. And if that person refuses, it means that probably he or she may not be seeing the importance of building that community. I think should have emphasized on the importance of them. But it will not want them to come to those courts. We would be, if she was a president, chances are not going to get what one can see out of them, because you would not be able to reconcile that person. So would allow them to go to the normal court. I think I want to reemphasize what I just stated, that we need to engage more. I said it when I was concluding that there has not been proper engagement, but I think we take the main probably at the National House, that we have not engaged as structures the way we are supposed to engage them. And I think it's a lesson that we're learning, that we need to engage more with civic organizations. I think even before we come to Parliament, because there may have been misunderstandings on other issues, and if we engage, I'm sure we will be able to iron out any difference that may be there or difference of opinion. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Let me take the opportunity to thank the National House of Traditional Leaders for the presentation. It has been noted. Can I call now
thank you, Mr. Chairperson, and good morning to members of the committee. My name is Lee Arnold, and I'm from the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA. I just want to thank the committee for giving us the opportunity to come here and present our views, even though we didn't make it onto the shortlist. I also want to remind the committee that we're taking time off from our congress. We're on at the moment in Gallery State in Johannesburg, and we've come here, we take this issue very, very seriously. The whole thing about traditional courts bill is that it's an issue which has touched the hearts of our members in the union, and we take it very seriously. I'm not going to go into great detail in our submission, and I just so that those members of the committee and those who are not disadvantaged, we've made copies and we put them out on the table up there in front. The copies of our submission are available, and you'll be able to go into the details of the submission there. I'm not going to go into all the details of the submission. What I want to say is, and I'm going to say this very quickly, is that we've brought the delegation along, and we think it's important for this committee to hear the voices from within. We are not here to make a legal and kind of make a legal opinion of the bill, although there are many legalities of the bill and constitutional aspects that warrant attention. We are here, and we feel the committee has a right to hear the voices from within. So I'm going to introduce you three members of our delegation. I have here Madam Sharma, and who's a member of the union, but also lives in an area that falls under the jurisdiction of the traditional leader. We have Zoiswa, and Mata Mashaba is from, she's from the Caltech area, and she speaks about her own experience. We also have Zoiswa Mashoveni, and also a member of the union, and who also lives in the area. She lives in Akata, and she speaks about her experience. And then we have Sam Tim from KZN, and who speak about his experience. Now, while members of our delegation share common experiences living and the experiences of living under the jurisdiction of traditional court leaders, what we've asked them to do is, rather than speaking generally, they will speak on specific aspects about their experience, and how they have done that. I will just sort of highlight some of our concerns, or can summarize some of the concerns of the union about the bill, and I will try and make a few concluding remarks. Just very quickly as a background, NUMSA has over 300,000 members, and more than one fifth of that, in fact, from a survey that was done by Fox Unit at the University of Wisconsin, about 33% of actually, they can't decide to see what. So while our membership is, you know, the majority of our membership is urban-based, at least a fifth of them have roots in areas that fall under the jurisdiction of traditional leaders. Having said that, I'm going to hand over to, I'm going to start with Stanley, and he'll introduce himself, and he'll talk about his experience as far as Natives are concerned.
What is the difference before you proceed? Can you please mind the time and leave in the same second?
And after that pregnancy, she knew
give birth to a child. In terms of the local rules, the chief will require you to pay a visit to the chief as a fine for the daughter, for your daughter to give birth and give birth to a child without being married. And I think a lot of people think it really makes us feel that it's not like in those areas. And I'm talking about that when you are expected for dog birth or for him children to have or an animal, if you want to be taken through a process whereby you have to present your case and prove your innocence, you will be suspected and you will be chased away from the area. Another one is that when I have to host a wedding for my daughter on a Saturday, I will have a problem with the local chief who regards Saturday as sacred days for worship. Let us say, for instance, he worships the Kakula, in a particular gospel church, and that church does not hold feasts or events on Saturday. The entire local community should respect that particular Saturday. Remember, Captain, that we do these things over weekend because during the weekdays we are at work. So now you will have to shift your arrangement to accommodate what the chief requests. All your potential house within the local area. Thank you.
Okay, next one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity. And from my request in the Eastern Cape, I'll go into the nation regarding abuse on women. Our parents have been raped by young kids. These parents are referring to as the elderly people was subjected to sexual abuse and after that they even had killed. And another issue, you will find the father having got to raise his own daughter. And then if the daughter gets pregnant, he would encourage the daughter to get aborted without the knowledge and the consent of the mother of the daughter. In the family, you will find the father of the family as well as the mother of the family, both of us are working. We knock on at the same time, we knock off at the same time, but when we arrive at home, we don't have to share the chores of the house, we don't have each other. One, the other one is busy, the other one is relaxing, reading his paper. And then the other issue that you are going to visit, the woman, say maybe, is a widow, has no husband, needs to report her case, that the woman does not have a right to present her case on her own. She should have get someone who is a maid to present her case on her behalf. When we women go to kings or chiefs, they cannot address the king or chief. To ask
standing there to bend down and say, I'd rather came with you. Why does this happen the same way it happens from the workplace? The workplace, there are women who are survivors and managers in such of pain. What can the same policy that applies to the private property apply to the family? This somebody happened to pass away in the village, there's some kind of witchcraft suspicion. The accusation will never go to the direction of the men. The accusation will always go to the direction of women. And the people who are in front of that will be men who even go up to the extent of murdering or killing suspected women. And after that, nothing happens to them. We as a local from Mission Cape region, we request that this bill should be reversed and start afresh because the women in rural areas are still under suppression.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one.
Thank you. I would like to greet the chairperson and members of Parliament Committee. I would like to thank the opportunity to present the view on this traditional bill code. I would like to introduce myself. I am Martha Mashaba from Limpopo, Palau. My organization is I would like to share this with you. In this traditional bill, if you have a hearing at this court, before you can say something, you must put something on the table, the applicant and the complainant. At this traditional court, it's only men who take decisions or finalize things. Where is women? Because the difficulty of women is only men know it, not men. When you have a hearing at this traditional court, you must obey their rules. You are not allowed to cross-question them. They will tell you, this is our father's land. You can take your things and go. We only give you a week. Just imagine when they give you a week. First of all, you are not making. You have peace. So where do you go? You are not allowed to cut a tree in your yard. You must pay for that tree. And each and every tree has got their own price. Let's say you pay 500. So where are you going to take that money? Really? It's a bit. It's painful. So I would like to thank everyone, thank you.
Thank you. Can you summarize
very quickly? Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just go through very quickly. The first thing is that I'm going to be quite clear about this, that the direction and the decision that Mr. took in Congress in June is that they've had a lot of discussion on the vote, and they've had full Congress discussion on the vote throughout the country. I mean, we've been to Papua, case that it's easy case before, and we've taken right on behalf of our members. And there's the call from our members, the call from the union is that the vote must be withdrawn. And it's not that the union has a problem with customary law, and I think to explain this and put it in context, the union doesn't really have a problem with customary law. But what we feel is that it, the system as it stands is that it's very, very fragile. Allow the vote to go through. What we will be doing is creating more fragmentation in our judicial system. So very briefly, these were the concerns. The real nature of marginalization of customary law and an interest of a fragmented justice system. We also feel there's an idealization in the bill of the judicial court system. We can't understand what this infatuation about. There are many other alternatives
resolution mechanism outside of the bill, the street committees. They are committees, you know, that settle family disputes. So there are lots of other, ombuds kind of committees. So we can't look at what the factuality is about this particular bill. So we against the idealization and the role of the traditional court system. There's a feeling in the first part of it, right, that the system needs to have more power and make residents inform about their grounds, their second class citizens, and tribal subjects. And in the belief that instead of building a unified traditional system with formal and damp-off the adjudication processes, the traditional court system further fragments the justice system. So these are the kind of very broad issues that are concerned expressed by Musa. Now what is Musa calling for? And I will just touch on this very quickly. We, as a union, we are a history. We pioneers of the alternative resolution dispute mechanism in this country. Our members have fought disputes at the level of facts. Not all of them go to court, not all of them go to the commission of mediation. Many of them are fought up in the country. So it's at the level of the workplace. And we have a wealth of different unions, and we feel we can bring that and share that in providing we can find a way of bringing country law and bringing the non-formal aspect and bringing it into the legal aspect or legal system of justice. So very, very quickly, in summary, we've also had a study of what we've all had a big feeling. It's not everybody that shares the feelings that we're expressing here. We've had mixed feelings on the bill from some of the members. In fact, just to quote very quickly, one member said that we will abandon the traditional court system, and it means that we are coming with influence and into restrictions, and we've already had them say that. Some felt that traditional chiefs actually were much better than councillors, so there were different views expressed about the bill and the implications. But on the whole, what we found is that again, people said that if the bill is introduced, I would rather move on that area where it is applicable to area where it is not applicable. And if it is in conflict with the constitution of the country, then it is a recipe for disaster, and everything must be done in order for the bill to comply with the constitution. So in short, also I say then is that what we should do then is we should try to find a way of how we will bring customs law, how we will integrate that into the formal judicial system, so that we don't have, we bring them all in an informal way of resolving disputes, and we find ways of it to coexist. We also feel that we want to get all non-formal tribunals and all the bodies and so on, that outside of the legal system, find a way of how we can integrate those as well. So we just feel that, and again I conclude to say that the first view is that it's not a good one, that we go back to the table, and then we try to find ways of how we can have informal and informal systems of justice, and find ways of how these can coexist, so that it complies with the constitution, and that we have a fair system that's applicable to all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Other members, do you want to give the presentation? Honorable Bloom.
Chairman, thank you very much. And thank you to you, Musa. I think I'm having one question. In their presentation, they are saying legal representation should be allowed. Are you saying that the bill is not clear on that one? For now, that if a person is guilty, that person can't appeal, and so on. I need clarity on that, Chair. Chair, the other one is that, can they really explain why are they saying that this bill gives too much power to the traditional leader?
Thank you very much.
Again, we call him Kutanija, for the
akhathaza ngoba angiboni iningi kakhulu ukuthi leyokuthi umuntu ngendaweni zokuthi aye le ndawo ngiyabona ukuthi ngakwenzeka bengawe ngicathulele leza le yokresh komuntu inkosi ukuthi ufuna inkomo and then le ukuthi uma unyuka nje ukuthi uyathakatha bese uzohamba endaweni.
And I just want to clarify two things. On the issue of, on the issue that was raised by Nova around the rape allegation, because in my understanding, rape is a criminal offense. So if that case does not achieve what has been fine, if that particular case had happened, in my understanding is that the chief would have filed with the same group and contested the rape. Secondly, the rape itself would have been reported to the police as a crime. So I don't know how it has happened. But I just want to know from Mr. Mchezu if that particular case was reported to the police or not. And also to clarify the issue of people who are suspected to be trapped. Those people who are suspected to be trapped are kept away from the area.
Hello. Ushifu akanayo inkinga yokuthintana kumangelo kungakakumangelo okokala lo okwesibili imvamisa yomuntu oziwe ngumuntu akavamisile ukutholakala masinyane inkinga kashimukinye ufuna into eyodwa uma ingane zizele yalalele ekhaya ukuthi zizale ngaloku uhlobo akuhlubi lokufuneka yena ahlawulele akangeni akangeni la into yena ikhawukinge intlawulo yokuthi ingane yakho idlalele lapha ekhaya yileyo ndizalinayo emele
women or litigants are not allowed to cross-examine them. What do you mean, them? You mean traditional leaders? So that I understand. So I want you to clarify this, because in my view, any court is between two litigants, the complainant and those who are complaining, and the traditional leaders are presiding over them. So I was confused when you said question them, traditional leaders, as if they are part of it. Please clarify that, so that I understand you. Then the other one, I think the leader, talking about the fragmentation of the system. You are so passionate about it. The fragmentation of our system. I could see your word language. You said the committee's on board when we were trying to open up. So, please, what do you mean by your system? They understand you. The last one, the question of withdrawal, I think that the organization, progressive as it is, says it must be withdrawn. It is paid, what must it put? And you then said it will be against the constitutional court. Then would then know that if this deal is taken to the constitutional court and then it's applied then in the form. Because the Constitutional Court will clearly crush the seal which is inconsistent with the Constitution. I agree with you as a matter of principle. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Ned.
Thank you, sir.
Firstly, let me just respond to the thing about legal representation.
These courts are outside of the magistrate's court. And from the interviews that we've had with our members, they don't go, they don't go into those representatives. They're living in very outlying areas, some of the most remote parts of the country. So there's no lawyer that actually, when you have access to a lawyer, you take a lawyer, that doesn't happen. They go to the court, they go to the Supreme Court, and they accept that the chief decides on the case. The power that happens, you know, a lot of it might be anecdotal, and I will repeat this, that from the interviews that are done throughout the country, our members, yes, it's anecdotal, but that's the way they feel about it. And if we have to go and quantify them in some ways, but our figures show. We've had workshops from the country, and we had there was a kind of common sense emerged from those workshops about their feeling towards the power that's invested in the traditional leaders. To touch very quickly and perhaps I know my comrades tend to explain the thing about rape allegations and so on, but I think in answer what they're trying to say, that sometimes when these things happen, they're actually suppressed from actually taking it beyond, or taking things to the police or to the other system, of our judicial system, the police system and so on. So that there's a kind of suppression of these things, that these things happen. This is something which is very sad, and if it does happen, I think it's something that must be brought to the attention of the authorities, but hopefully we'll be able to sort these things out in due course. Again, even on this association of ideas, it's again anecdotal evidence, but we haven't tested this, we haven't tested the truth. But these are the feelings of our members, and we've tested this, and we feel these are things that we must look at. I want to talk a bit about the segmentation of the system, and firstly, let me just see from our perspective, because this is very important over here. It says, and in our submission we said the provisions of the Constitution, Section 211, we make it quite clear that customary law is one of the foundations of the African legal system. The Constitution calls on courts to apply customary law when that law is applicable, subject to the Constitution and any legislation that specifically deals with customary law. What this means is that customary law requires this right inside the country's court system. The bill has stands particularly the thing that it makes the section of the objective of the proposed legislation to be an enhancement of customary law. Well, regulation of the judicial court system may provide a safeguard for those who refuse to see customary law as a branch of our legal system. And it is therefore due to our contention that the net effect of the traditional court system will be to relegate customary law to the traditional court while relieving the judicial system outlined in Section 166 of Chapter 8 of the Constitution from its obligation to affirm customary law. So I'll stop there. To put simply, we simply say, non-formal systems of adjudication, customary law, you find a way of integrating that with the formal legal system. And that is what we want. We want to see non-formal. We're not against customary law, and I think what makes it clear is that we're not against alternative forms of dispute, resolution. We think the country has lots of examples of that. But we can't understand why this country is always in evaluation about the traditional law. So we are saying, and we stand by that, we say let's withdraw the rule, and that we want a unified judicial system. That's what we want, where formal and non-formal ways of resolving disputes can go exist. I'm going to ask, you asked a good point, I didn't hear that clearly, but if we ask him for the withdrawal of the rule, what is it that we want to say? Well, that's what we want. We think a space for the politicians, for those in legal, for academics from the institutions, and I think some of them are going to be presenting their views there. I think it's space for the parties to come together and to look at this in a more objective way. I don't think we should just close the discussion on this bill simply through a series of submissions at the end. I think we have to go beyond that. I think we have a chance to do, and this is what we've attempted to do, but we don't think that's enough. Maybe the views that we can do across a much broader spectrum, and that's what is important. I think I'm going to ask Martha to talk about the question that you put. Martha, can you just respond to that?
Thank you. Answer my question. Can you now find example of a case or democracy in the future? Motho o lweleletse sentlo, ga e ba le ntlo, then jaya korogosekiwa. Ge diaporo, before diaporo go fekiwa, motho o rile gore le ntlona, motho a ke tsimela maphodiseng. Batlabajan Luna Bangwale. Then Luna Rasita was like a no. Pull it over the city, which is only for the Lagata half. Then the city is a kind of a rumble will let you change. Everybody comes off a rumble by the day. Out of the letter you change. Luna, the Bushman has his love when Unyaja Kola Wapu. She has been so far.
If there's an argument between somebody and the chief, they go to the police station, and then when they arrive there, there's a problem. The chief wants his voice he has, and that person, I mean that normal person, does not have a debate.
See, when there's submission, if body comes with submission and we ask questions for clarification, because we are having problems, and I ask specific questions out of their clarification, one from the power, one on the misappropriation, legal representation. And the answer was, if they are not sure of both, because a person can come with a lawyer to represent and with the appropriation, misappropriation of funds, they are thinking of them, it is not a sure thing.
I think my mother clearly there was no understanding depth to my question. I understood you to say in a criminal court you are to put them asking questions to that person. That it looked like you didn't call that question was okay, but you didn't call that question. You can say about something else. But then, is it fair then to attempt traditional leaders for what the police did not do? Because if you have reported the matter to the police, naturally, your duty that you want it to continue should be the one that you have attempted. You cannot therefore, in my view, but I'll give you a correction, but we'll talk after that, after what you raised when you came back. Secondly, on the question of the legal representation leader. The issue here is this. The judicial, as far as the traditional system is different from the civil law, it is acceptable, it is cheap. That is it. I want to go to a
different
one. But what I wanted to make here is that do they understand that those people, let's say I'm a lawyer by the way, but I don't know about that law. I'm not being denied to them, so I can't. These are the other things that I wanted to convey to them. These are the other things that, because people who can read the law are the people who understand the law. Thank you.
Honorable, let me call the next presentation.
What is being presented here, I do admit, I think it's enough to add. Let's be clear, because it's a gradual plan to get to now. There are people who are saying, go to the police because something has been done to you. Now I'm not going to the police because the things are going to be crime. Go to the court, I'll never do this because this is going to happen in the court, which you're going to go to the police. So what is being said here? There's other things that are happening now on the way. Both of the businessmen are not cost. Businesses are affected because they are experiencing that. Even if they have a cost that we're talking about. But what is more there that I think that people need to go more and engage on this thing? Because it's clear that the system, there are other problems, and we can't deny it and other things. is in our face, and of course that was from our prophet again, so that people can understand. As they were saying, as the Sunnah is having a clear proposal, that no F, as a first, F and gain more pleasure, but that's not what I'm saying in our conclusion. I'm saying, I understand, rather we get to honor and then move on. Instead of in our case.
Thank you very much, Mr. We noted your presentation. Can we call the next presentation, Mr. Krishna?
I think we don't have to leave anything unanswered over here. It's an important issue. We have Comrade Gaza here, who's worked with us at our workshop. And from that, we went throughout the country. And I think it's appropriate that we give Comrade Gaza a chance to respond to some of the questions, because there isn't guesswork here. Yes, some of our evidence that we put on the table might be anecdotal, but it isn't necessarily guesswork. And we take exception to that. So I think let's give a chance before we conclude on this matter, before we round up our response, to give Comrade Gaza a chance to respond to some of those questions as well, because we have worked with us.
It is not indicated that she's among the people who are going to the presentation, and I have put that we will look for a space for you. She's not going to respond now. No, not this minute, but now. Mr. Islam, can you continue?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good day, honorable member, and select committee. My name is Patrick Kusangu. I'm coming from Mpumalanga in the village or community called Wakardin, which is in the boundary, the end of the boundary of Lipombo and the beginning of Lipombo on the northern side. I think this opportunity to get a chance to come and do the submission in the parliament for the first time. This is because we never heard about this bill of 2008, is the one that we are talking about. We only heard about it recently, that's why quickly we did the submission that we have done in January. To us, when it took that this bill brings back the Bantu Authority Act or the Black Administration Act of 1951, in fact, it brings the apartheid indirect to us. Under the old apartheid law, the traditional leader had the power to evict people, to give death sentences, and then to sell justice to the one willing to pay the most. I can give an example, because of time, I think I did in my submission the previous one. I detailed it. for this one to break everyone's eyes, if one can be convicted or about them, the witchcraft practices, that person was taken to the courtroom and then take a sharpened stick and then hammer it from the head up until the bottom and they killed the person that way. So today, the traditional father under whose jurisdiction I reside tried to take the land from a community and to steal land from the neighboring big community and evict that community from their land. The traditional court in our area imposed a death penalty through the operation of mob justice and community punishment. Today, the traditional court also, through the Inland in the court, are helped sell much like those under apartheid. I can give an
example of a living community where the length of modernity, there is a portion which is fixed inside the reserve and the portion of victory outside the reserve. The traditional council incorporated the victory outside where the community are residing in the victory portion inside the reserve without the consultation of the community. Until the two deliver room to find them, to get the amendment. This bill will make all these measures work. It will give the traditional under power over our private land. It allows the court to impose an intent of almost any sanction and the wealth of all there is no option to appeal an unfair decision. My parents and the grandparents were twice the victims of the forced removal. When first the parents in my community was invited by white settlers and then was declared the natural reserve in 1970. Our community was then removed to where we live today, which is a Republican community under the jurisdiction of the Native Traditional Council. Even though they never resided in Manila, the traditional council, like my parents and others, the Manila traditional council launched a bill to Manila in its name in 1996. The Lenten Commission rejected the claim with the reason that the children have never resided in Manila and they have never been a victim of the forced removal. We have that the little servants of those removed launched a successful claim to Manila in 1998. The Lenten Commission came to see us and said that it will help us to form a certificate by conducting elections. While we were waiting for that to happen, the Ministry of Traditional Council secretly formed a trust, pretending to represent the servants by quoting the signature of the claimant, and they registered the trust with the Master of High Court and submitted to the Lenten Commissioner as the entity representing the claimant. The trustees are the traditional council members, not part of the claimant. And the trustees provide that they need not to consult with any servant in order to take decisions. And that these trustees were written clearly that the trust has got a power to sell, a power to demolish without consulting themselves. Completely unaware, I read an article in Northwick in 2006 about court case where this trust and the investor were fighting about our land. I was shocked. We had never heard of this investor or this trust. We confronted the chief who promised to call the community meeting to explain. But this never happened. We have to hold a memorandum to the Lenten Commissioner and requested them to intervene and assist us to set up a certificate. They are trying to help us, but this day, the traditional council exists in legitimate claim to ownership of our land to the extent that we have now been forced to take the legal route against them. As I'm putting the judge of the Lenten Court is about to call a press conference about this case. Our land claims have still now not been settled as a result of the absolute authority of the Cardinal Council. All people have died without the proof of what they are claiming for. This is very clear. When the Nisi Cardinal Council is this unlawful thing to try and grasp our land, we were able to go to the election committee for help. If the Cardinal Court will give the Cardinal Council power that cannot be appealed, then there will be nothing that we can do when the Council abuses its power again. I never voted in the election for this Cardinal Council. No one did. The chief himself co-opted the Council. In fact, 2 years ago, they did ask the different communities to send representatives to serve on the Council. However, they rejected candidates who were educated. Our candidate was a principal from my community. And the people stand back and replaced by a candidate of it. My recommendation is to this committee, scrap the bill and start over. We must start afresh from the bottom up. Bottom up approach, not the top down approach. If we try to analyze the bill now and make some changes, there is no guarantee that our vision will be heard and considered. Where there will be a guarantee of a bill that works is when we start from scratch and start through consultation so that we can hear what the community thinks and wants. Before we write a bill, we must be part of the decision making about our rights and our culture. We hate that the people are always returning the city back to their rural community. We must enjoy the fruit of the tree and forget the soil where the seed are standing on. Even if we write a good deal, we must always have the freedom of choice. We must be able to choose where I want my case to be held. If I want to take it to the magistrate court, let it be. If I want to take it to the traditional court, let it be. That means freedom. Finally, this bill cannot be applicable to city aid and private land within the current context of Cardinal Council. Wanting to own and control such land, imagine if we win our battle against our Cardinal Council and they then get the power to summon us to court and demand our guilty of almost anything, we would be extremely vulnerable. Because the heart is dominating. I did include that in my speaker submission. My slogan is, there's no harm in South Africa. Let's crank the wheel and start this country. And also,
statement is the floor. No, the merit is very clear from the presenter that he is proposing that Brazil must be withdrawn. He's saying that there's no army in South Africa. Shepherd, I don't have any questions, I'm going to be honest. You are very clear and to the point.
We love the presentation. Can we go to the next presentation? The law is and the last session that you see.
Thank you, sir. And I would just like to say how grateful we are at the Law Rating Gender Unit to be given this opportunity. And how sorry I am that my colleague, Dr. Mitty Weeks, is not well enough to make the presentation herself. What I'd like to really focus on is the proposal that we heard this morning from the Department of Justice, which we only saw because they were tabled at the NCRP meeting held on 12th of September. And we'd like to express our concern that these very far-reaching proposals are not the subject of this public hearing, and to say that it seems to us very strange that people have been invited to Parliament to make submissions on a bill that was tabled in 2008 and had no opportunity to look at or examine or respond to these proposals which in effect.
There was no paper presented to Parliament. This is for the first time also for us as a committee to see this proposal. I just want to clarify that, so that people must not go out here and think that there's a new document. We have never seen such a document.
May I allow you to correct there was no document tabled to the committee by the department just prior to the moment.
Okay, well, my colleague who came to that meeting on 12 picked it up from a table in the committee room. There was a pile of this on table and she picked it up there. So perhaps I was wrong to
use the word. There was no document tabled before the committee by the department represented.
Okay, but there were documents put next on the table. So my concern really, our concern is that these hearings cannot be considered to be part of any kind of public consultation concerning the very new set proposal which fundamentally changed the bill and have been tabled as a submission, strangely enough, by the Department of Justice. So what we'd like to draw attention to is that while the proposal that the Department of Justice have now tabled are very different from what was in the book. There's one thing in these proposals which is fundamentally the same as the previous book. And while the Department is trying to say that these proposals are a synthesis of all the comments that we've made.
Sorry, but just a moment. Do you have a presentation that is separate from the one that is published made? We decided to give the opportunity to make a presentation, not to question the presentation made by the department. Do you have a document that you want to present to the committee?
Chair, can I just have it absolutely clear that you're saying at the chair of this meeting that nobody is allowed to comment or make a submission on the new proposals put here by the Department of Justice? If that's what you're saying, it makes very clear that this public hearing cannot in anything be considered as part of a consultation about that document. So can I first ask you to be clear with me about that?
Okay,
on the board. Just a moment.
What we are saying is the committee is that we have a bill that number which was covered. And everybody is making contributions to that bill, and that bill has been consulted. And we have a part of this unit as well, even before. It's the second time that they appear here. So I don't know why they are making on making their own
presentation, the ceremony can give class to her. What the justice, what the Department of Justice presented is what they presented as their own impetus research agent. And that's the thesis. Last we had a deal that is number that is gazetted in the House Parliament. We process the deal that is gazetted until we make amendments after we completed the process of consultation. So you can say that's the answer to the presenter. We would like to share that the presenter goes ahead and make presentation to assist us to understand the bill better. For until the time when we reach to make amendments to the bill. Thank you, Chair.
That's exactly the end of the committee. We must not go after years later. The thing that there was never a document, and I personally have said, I have proposed that the department must not leave the committee that day. And the committee took that decision not to take any briefing from the committee. So there was no document that was given to the committee.
Okay, now I'm going to speak to our previous submission, yeah? Okay, basically our fundamental concern with the traditional court bill as it was tabled in 2008 is that it links to the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act, and it does that by adopting the definition in that act. And by doing that, it intentions the tribal boundaries that were established by the Traditional Leadership Governance Framework. And as you know, it would be unlawful and unconstitutional for government to introduce a system, a legal system, that was discriminatory on the basis of race. Now what we're saying is that as long as there is this intrinsic link between the Traditional Leadership Governance Framework Act and the Traditional Court Bill, you cannot escape the fact that you're linking this justice system, this system of traditional courts, to the former Bantustan. And no one can deny that in South African history, Bantustan was the product of forced removals, the Black Authorities Act, and Bantustan consolidation. And insofar as the traditional courts bill would apply only to traditional counsel, it is a legal system that is restricted to people living in the form of Pakistan who are all black. And therefore, our fundamental concern, and the concern to be expressed by many others, is that what you're doing here is effectively creating a segregated, second-class legal system for 18 million people, and those being the 18 million people living in the former homeland. Our key concern is that intrinsic to customary law, and intrinsic to the fact that customary law has survived despite the overlay of colonial and market law, is that it means for people to express their unity with one another, to express shared identity, and to preserve identities over generations. So it's essentially about a system of self-identification and mutual affiliation. And we're saying that once you link these courts to impose tribal authority boundaries that are the product of apartheid, you go against that essential inherent feature of customary law, which is that people have interest and people through it have the right to assert their own identity and their own customary identity. And that the link between the traditional court bill and the Framework Act says that fundamental quality and characteristic at the heart of customary law, which is that it is a system of voluntary affiliation and mutual support, and instead prescribe tribal boundaries on people who do not necessarily support those boundaries, as we heard from Mr. Tlamo this morning. And fundamentally, that question of the imposed boundaries, which are entrenched by the Framework Act, was what was at the heart of the litigation about the Communal Land Rights Act. It's the issue that is at the heart of the case that was argued in the Constitutional Court on Thursday last week about interdicts being granted to Chief Nyalala Zilani to stop clans being allowed to leave. And in that case, people said that in terms of Swana customary law, They were a clan, they had a headman wrongfully imposed on them, and as a clan they wanted to meet to really challenge the ascribed tribal boundaries that had been imposed on them during the Bhutaswana era. Instead, Chinyalala got an index to stop them being allowed to leave. So what you've got there is people saying their customary identity is as clan within Swana's customary system, and that customary identity was completely distorted and disturbed by the application of Framework Act. The fact that there are innumerable disputes of the nation is borne out by Costa's annual report last year, which details that there are 1,322 claims already made concerning the tribal council boundaries. Yet there are only about 900 officially recognized senior traditional leaders and traditional communities. So government has made clear that there are more disputed tribal boundaries than there are officially recognized tribal boundaries. We have over 500 such disputes in the Hoko province alone. So really what we're looking at and what our initial submission talked about is this very, very serious problem of piggybacking on the jurisdictional boundaries, which are the outcome of forced removal. And through the kinds of powers that were given to the traditional world that were proposed in the 2008 bill, making it virtually impossible for people to challenge those boundaries. And it's virtually impossible for them to challenge those boundaries, those ascribed tribal boundaries, because the Framework Act says that they can be challenged only by the majority of the traditional community. Now, traditional communities sometimes number 500,000 people, 350,000 people, as in the Kalan case. In that instance, groupings like these clans are in a structural minority. They can never challenge the boundaries because what essentially happens is through the imposition of a context boundary, people with other identities, like people who bought land, like people who got restitution of land, have been subsumed under imposed tribal boundaries and made structural minorities in them. One of the key problems with the bill, which I think has been acknowledged by Holomisa and others, I won't say which others, is that these customary systems don't actually operate and exist purely at the level of the traditional council. The traditional council is the tribal level, whereas in fact most courts actually function at family level, clan level, village level, and that you have councils operating all those levels. The problem with the bill is that by retaining the link between traditional courts and the Framework Act, you are recognizing courts only at that level, regardless of acknowledgement about the multi-layered nature and the inclusive nature. If you retain that link, you are trumping all those other levels of authority by creating formal legal recognition only at the apex of the system. I'd like to just give you one example, and that example is of Kalkfontein in Mpumalanga. These are landowners of diverse origins, some are Swana, some are Tibetan speaking, some are Buddhist speaking, some are Pali speaking, who bought land in 1927 through an exemption from the Land Act. They were then put under the Kwandebeleka land and under the Zunda Pumbucha tribe authority. A chief came in and sold over 1,000 plots of their land to outsiders and institute the reign of terror. People died, and ultimately a commission of inquiry called the Kruger Commission was initiated. And the Kruger Commission recorded all these abuses and spoke back. The chief at the time was removed as a chief, and in fact the tribal authority was retained. Those people have got support, they've bought a land claim, and they have now got their title deeds transferred to them. But the one thing that they have been unable to do is challenge those ascribed tribal boundaries. So although their land ownership status has been averted, at this point in time, in order to apply for an identity document, in order to be able to apply for an old age petition or a child support grant, they have to go to the chief who they do not recognize for a letter, a proof of address letter. If they haven't paid in time already, they won't get that proof of address letter. So despite having been involved in three sets of litigation and a commission, they remain unable to escape those tribal boundaries, despite their time to the land. There are many, many communities like that, but I won't, I won't bore you with it. The other thing that we really wanted to talk about is the problem of opting out. We know that when the Law Commission tabled its draft to the Department of Justice in 2003, after a long process that involved involved consultation from 1998, that draft was rejected by the traditional leader lobby, who said that they couldn't accept it because the Law Commission said that people must have the right to opt out of some kind of recall. They also said that customary courts should operate at whatever level they exist in practice, whether at village level or not. So fundamentally, what happened is the Law Commission recorded in its documents, which are fully available through the Law Commission, that traditional leaders objected to this because they said it would undermine their authority. It was after that objection that the Law Commission got disappeared on site, and instead the traditional courts bill was drafted as a memorandum to the bill today in collaboration with the National House of Traditional Leaders. And what that document provides is that it's a criminal offence to attempt to opt out of a traditional court. You can't solve this problem by providing an opt-out right, because if a person says, let's talk about those health containing people, says that they want to opt out of the court of the local witcher tribal authority, and they want to opt out and no longer pay fines, that means they won't get the proof of address letters, that means they will not be able to get their ID books, that means they will not be able to get social rights, nor will they be able to get development funding, because development funding channels through the tribal authority, notwithstanding the fact that they are landowners and have a communal property association established. It puts an enormous burden on people to have to come to a court and say, I don't recognize the authority of the traditional leader. It simply doesn't take account of our relations in rural areas and the kinds of victimization and exclusion that that will put people at risk of. The way to get around is to recognize that customary law is an opt-in system. It's based on people believing in it. It's based on people being confident in their identity. It's based on people choosing to interact with one another according to values that they believe in. In that kind of context, people opt into traditional courts, and the law should reflect that, not the onus and risk on them to have to opt out of traditional courts. Finally, I just want to talk about problems with the traditional council elections that are meant to have taken place. A lot of people justify traditional council on the basis that these days they're transforming. The Framework Act requires that a third of the members must be women and 40% of the members should be elected. Seems odd that that should be a justification, given that what that means is that the traditional leader will still be able to appoint 60% of the members and to appoint all his own relatives as that 30% women quota. But nevertheless, what we've got to look at is how those requirements of the Framework Act been complied with since the Act was introduced in 2003. They have not. There have never been elections in the POCO Council 9 years later. The excuse given is that there's not enough budget provided to hold proper elections. Where there have been elections, the quorum of people voting has been minuscule. In some provinces, less than 1%, in some provinces, between 5 and 6%. There are also a lot of concerns about the election process that took place in the Eastern Cape, and an independent research proposal says that the results there point to electoral fraud. they have repeatedly asked COSCA to release the information about the process and the results, and that information has not been forthcoming. So what you have is you have the Framework Act introduced in 2003. It provided a 2-year period in which existing tribal authorities should meet in competition of arms. None does. Then you have the provincial laws. The provincial laws enacted pursuant to the Framework Act enacted in 2005. They provided a 2-year period for traditional councils to meet these competition requirements. None did. The Framework Act, the National Framework Act, was then amended to extend the period until 2011. By then, half the traditional councils in the East Cape had still not had elections, and none of them had elections. So there is a very serious legal question concerning whether traditional councils have any statutory legal authority, since they have not complied with the competition requirements set out in the Framework Act. And this reality is what we need to take account of. The reality of whether those elections have taken place, why they haven't taken place, why there's been no oversight of the process. Not statutes about these being transformed institutions. And when one starts to look at what's actually going on the ground, you begin to understand why rural people so vehemently rejected this bill when it went to provincial hearings in different provinces, and why provinces like North West said there was overwhelming opposition to it. Because people there do not get speeches from people in Parliament. They just see the reality of local power relations, and they understand full well what this bill would do to those power relations. Thank you.
Any engagement with Honorable Dennis and Honorable Group?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just want to clarify with the speaker on what was the experience of the regional community before the Black Accession Act? And before passing,
I just wanted to know that.
Thank you. Well, can I say that a lot of... Should I ask the
chair? Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, you know, I've listened very attentively to the presenter. I have only read about the negative of the bill, and you also point out the positive of the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I just say that there are traditional courts now that function very well. And those courts don't function in terms of the Land Administration Act. They function according to customary law. So you have courts functioning at the level of the village, village council. You have people flocking to those courts. Those courts have never remarked on the presence of the Land Administration Act. And they don't need the provisions of the traditional court as well, because they function according to true customary law and operating practice. And that explains why some of the people who have made provisions attacking the bill are themselves traditional leaders, and why a whole lot of the people who spoke up against the bill in the provinces are headless. Because headless says, what will this do to us? And of course, that we spend our lives and risk our lives in keeping going. Because the only people, the only level at which the bill recognizes traditional courts is at the apex level. So I just want to say that many of these courts function very, very well. They function outside the law. And on that note, I'm afraid to say that this bill is not about customary courts. If it was about customary courts, there's been a lot to start with. There are a lot of positive experiences on the ground. There are processes of the women getting land allocations. Courts have had to deal with disputes of homesteads being overcrowded by women who have not married or their many children, and they've come to the conclusion, like the single council in KwaZulu-Natal, that they have changed the customary law to treat women equally with men. And they're doing that on the back of the problems that they had to deal with at the traditional court. So what I'm saying is there a plethora of good examples. There are a plethora of instances where change can come about, and we should be building on those. We should not be actually debating a law whose primary function is to bolster the power of traditional leaders at the expense of the underlying nature of country people as it exists in America.
Something with regard to what you said in Malang.
if I had well the Slavic community not opposed to the king. In some instances, they were not allowed to get their IDs and their social cards. Is that what you said?
That is what I said.
But the reality is that IDs are issued out as in the social program by the Department of Social Development. How do you explain that?
Okay. Well, I'd just like to sum the other members' point and say that, in fact, my colleague, Dr. Meeks, is doing an extensive study of traditional courts in Mfinga. And that is showing us extraordinarily positively. And it's showing us what an enormous burden Kenyans have to play in their day-to-day life and risks their lives that they face daily by intervening in legal disputes and trying to help people resolve those disputes. But that process, which she's documenting, and hopefully one day she'll get an opportunity to present it here, there's no resemblance at all because it's about processes at the village level involving discussions between heads of councils and ordinary people, and it's completely bypassed by this legislation. But I also want to say that there's obviously an immense amount of positive stuff that happens in traditional courts where people believe in them and support them and they're not imposed on them. And then, Chairperson, I would just like to explain that to be able to apply for an ID book, you have to provide proof of your address. If you live in an urban area, then you have an address. If you live in a rural area, you don't have an address. And what you need to bring is a proof of address letter from the traditional council. And in some areas, I'm sure any of the people here will tell you that you pay for that letter. In other areas, as many people here can tell you, you only get that letter if you're up to date with your tribal levy. Now, a lot of people stopped paying tribal levies in 1994 because they thought they were constitutional. Only to discover that when they go try and get that proof of address letter to apply for their ID book, they have to pay back to pay tribal levies to 1994, or they don't get their proof of address letter. It is such that banks and cell phone companies have forms which say tribal authority staff, because that's the only way you can recap your cell phone or you can open up the account. So what we're looking at a much bigger problem. We're looking at the imposition of these structures which exist wall to wall in former homeland, because that's what the Banking Authorities Act is. It cut up every single homeland into traditional councils which effectively functioned as local government. They now have that authority to issue that proof of address letter. Anyone living within that tribal authority jurisdiction, now called traditional council jurisdiction, has to go by them to enter that letter to access their state rights and South African citizens. And the bill as it stands would exacerbate that self-control, because there are people who object to that, there are people who refuse to pay. They can now summon to the court and they can be punished according to customary law as defined by that traditional ruler. And that again is why people were so strongly opposed to the bill. Because perhaps people in Parliament know this, but everyone in rural areas knows this is how life works.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your presentation, and we will be can we have the last presentation from Rural Management?
I'm going to share y que hablaba por si me diera que me tocara de la sala de la gente, lo que toma para ti, lo que quiero decir es que tu mamá o una mexicana, a su arma, a él la vuelve a ser más cara. O vos para yo, a tu padre, me puse, y luego, un malestar y le voy a sonar a la escala, la mujer va a sonar a sonar el tele, a sonar a la lengua aquí, cuajo más verde, es un perfecto mucho. Kutua iya kubosin uyo chaloma. Uma uya kubosin tato nilomba. Kuna njine njine वंशनेर खाया होगा तापर सी उसकी अगर हम ऐसे थोड़े दिन बाद जाएगा सी बात अन्यर खाया हो जाए तो नेर खा आसिया एको सी वंशवा होगा वा अमाचे इंजेयर आगा अमाचे इंजेयर दस वाले बिचौन वा इंजेयर वा लोचे वा इंजेयर ऐसा ऐसा तो वो निजाम ऐसा ऐसा खाबा मुझे निजाम ऐसा तो जो कोने में लोगों ने सीधे बोला मिला हाँ तो बोलेगा कोने इमारत में तो कुबेर मुझे बोला बात बस ये बोला मिला ने सायो को कैसे बोले लोगों को ओले दे मुझा वहाँ पर तो कुबेर इमारत इप्पेरा इनके से जुड़ी है यार आप देखो इनके सामने ऐसा मालूम से जुड़ी है बाया जी पिलावाई था ये मुझे जो अस्पताल
And then also raise a general issue around
equality of women versus men in relation to this deal, and to raise issues as well around the fact that Republicans sometimes are not representative, because only those that are in positions, that sometimes hear what Republicans and they attend and women do not attend. I think I've done my best.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, can you engage with the presentation? Honourable Booth, Honourable Zuni, Honourable Yes.
Very much. It's on the last point that you read on public ear. That is a truth. And I was sitting and listening to the chat. That is now the true voice of people, to have a person who is having experience on the ground. This is public hearing. Chatterton, my question is, again, did anybody explain the bill and went through the bill with them? You see what Mr. Nate is having. You see, this bill, all the people of Parliament is written in English. And you say, yes, it is very good in explaining what it is. But my question is, did anybody explain and went through the bill with them step by step so that they must understand? Thank you. Uba kulomuza ke mama ndini uthi njoba ube nokukhathazeka ngebezihawu lezi lubonisana emphakathini ukuthi ukwenzela yini ngalebhili kwaba khona lapho nichazelwa khona umuntu othile ukuthi le bhili ingani ikhonde ukwenzani and nje ikhonzela labezobaba umnesi ekuyilula yekomiti naye ekhonona ukuthi ubale kakhulu ukuthi umphakathi ubonswane uxoxiswane ngemithetho zivivinywa ethuweni.
Angithokoza cha, mina ngoba ngilapha ngiwaze ngezwe ne-Men's Movement, umphakathi wonke engihlala nawo awazi ukusebenzisa into okubayini. Ngiyabonga.
She only got this from her own organization, which is for our women's movement, and the community there has not been informed or participated in any process.
Honorable
properly. So folks, there's something wrong here.
which I don't know if people will have to collect a property, because some of them propose that everything must come to the side of the government. The government is not going to go. I believe it is not going to be the
opposite
one.
Thank you, sir. Well, I think the lady who was representing the rural women movement, as she said, that one, in fact, she got this information from other women. Then from now, as she knows exactly what is happening, what is it that she's going to do when going back to their village? Thank you.
Y lapha ngathi imi emgobeni ongameli nomthetho sivini. Umthetho sivini ubukhosi. Okay, futhi isikhalinga yakho imi emigonyeni yongamukeli ubukhosi. Uzwa kahle ukuthi onikhona ubuhlobo lalo na.
Noma ngingaqondi kahle ngizwa lapha ngathi
the opportunity to participate in the public